The scary part, Jack decided, was going to be driving. He'd already bought a Jaguar, pronounced Jaguar over here, he'd have to remember. But both times he'd walked to it at the dealership, he'd gone to the left front door instead of the right. The dealer hadn't laughed at him, but Ryan was sure he'd wanted to. At least he hadn't climbed into the passenger seat by mistake and really made an ass of himself. He'd have to remember all that. The right side of the road was the left. A right turn crossed oncoming traffic, not a left turn. The left lane was the slow lane on the interstates. Motorways, he corrected himself. The plugs in the wall were all cockeyed. The house didn't have central heating, despite the princely price he'd paid for it. There was no air conditioning, though that probably wasn't necessary here. It wasn't the hottest of climates. The locals started dropping dead in the street when the mercury topped 75. Jack wondered what the D.C. climate would do to them. Evidently, the mad dogs and Englishmen ditty was a thing of the past. But it could have been worse. He did have a pass to shop for food at the Army Air Force Exchange Service, otherwise known as the PX, at nearby Greenham Commons Air Base. So at least they'd have proper hot dogs, and brands that resembled the ones he bought at the Giant at home in Maryland. So many other discordant notes. British television was different, of course, not that he really expected much chance to vegetate in front of the phosphor screen anymore, but little Sally needed her ration of cartoons. Besides, even when you were reading something important, the background chatter of some mindless show was comforting in its own way. The TV news wasn't too bad, though, and the newspapers were particularly good. Better than those he normally read at home, on the whole, but he'd miss the morning Far Side.